Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. We're back with Jim in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, Superior Video Livestock Auction is proud to present Bell Ringer 30, 30th anniversary of the Bell Ringer sale coming up the 11th and 12th of January on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be broadcast live. You can attend in person as well at the Doubletree Denver Stapleton North in Denver. They'll be offering 81,250 head on Wednesday, January 11th. 26,600 feeder steers, 14,600 feeder heifers will be featured. Then on Thursday, January 12th, 35,000 weaned calves and 2,750 bred heifers, bred cows, and pairs will be featured as well. For details about Bell Ringer 30, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call at 800-422-2117. The 2017 Bell Ringer Sale of Superior Livestock coming the 11th to 12th of January. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Where are we when it comes to the size of the mama cow herd here in the U.S.? Jim Robb with the Livestock Market Information Center says that 2016 was a year of some further herd rebuilding. He thinks the numbers will show that later this month when we get that cattle inventory report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Well, I think the beef cow herd, the mechanisms were already set in motion. The heifer holdback is really what we're building on now. Second half of 16, we did start to see some increase in heifer and cow slaughter, but not enough to get us back to stabilizing the industry. So I would suggest on January 1, 17, that we'll have 2.5%, maybe 3% more cattle than a year ago, probably more towards that 2.5%. Smaller last year was 3.5%. But as we get further into 2017, these transitions are already in place. Cow slaughter is up. Heifer slaughter is starting to increase rather dramatically. So we're making that transition. We just have to work through that process in 2017. So come January 1, 2018, we ought to see some real, rather stable beef cow herd numbers starting to emerge.
How big of a beef cow herd do we need, you think?
Well, I think that's a very important question and one that's a moving target. It's largely a function, given the growing demand is really in the export markets, of how well we can do in the export markets is how much we will grow the herd. I think we will have some liquidation of the herd probably after in 2018, but the level that we need to pull back is really going to be determined by how robust an export market we have for the in the beef complex.
In your mind, as we set the table for 2017, Jim, what are some of the factors you're really going to be paying the most attention to?
We see a year-over-year increase in beef production. We have it up nearly 4% year-over-year in 2017, much of that coming from increased heifer and cow slaughter, but also steer slaughter up year-over-year with a larger calf crop. So we've got more beef ahead of us. We're going to have more pork and chicken also. So we're going to be looking at that demand profile. But we went through many weeks in late 2015 where we had more than 7%, some weeks more than 10% year-over-year increase in output. So we're probably not going to see that again. So we're looking at lower prices, bigger beef production. But it doesn't appear at this point that we would have another 30% decline in calf and yearling prices ahead here, that most of that seems to be behind us. Now, prices are much lower than a few years ago, and we need to manage for that and respect that in terms of our risk management and marketing plans. But, and then these export markets, I think, will be one of the keys in 2017. Can we continue to build on the foundation of the second half of 16 will be very important across all species. And if we can export the pork and chicken, that's also going to feedback positively in the beef side.
So watching input costs, very important for cattle producers wanting to be profitable and successful in this era of lower beef prices. Comments from the top hired hand of the Livestock Market Information Center, Jim Robb. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
To boost your farm's bottom line, start with soil health. The 21st Annual No-Till in the Plains Winter Conference returns to Salina, Kansas, January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions, double from last year, and hear from 37 top speakers on soil health. Don't miss the popular No-Till Trade Show, presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, Agro Liquid, Needham Ag, and Pacines Ranch. Register now to save off walk-in rates at no-till.org.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes. Hayes reporting.